Marcel, obviously, starting with you, both Bury and Macclesfield have been through their troubles in recent years, but from both clubs' perspectives, it's sort of looking up now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, from our perspective, we've had a challenging past 4 years, really, because after the expulsion of Bury Football Club from the EFL, we're left in limbo a little bit. And we had, you know, a couple of different groups of fans who saw slightly different ways of taking and preserving football in the town. And it's probably not until this point that everybody's come together. Everybody's back on Gig Lane, playing under the name Bury Football Club, with all the history of the former club assigned to us. And we're now in the strongest position possible to take football forward in this town and this community.
And Robbie, where do Macclesfield sit at the minute? Obviously, similar situation to what happened at Bury. And obviously, you and Rob Smethurst have put in a lot of money and a lot of time to the club and to the town of Macclesfield. How's everything there?
Well, first and foremost, it was great to see Bury playing at Gig Lane, huge crowds, you know, to see the ground being utilised with players, with fans, with the community. It was amazing to see. And, you know, when Macclesfield Town liquidated in September 2020, and then my partner, Rob Smethurst, you know, bought the football club, we had to drop the town from the name, and then we reformed as Macclesfield FC. But, you know, we were allowed to play in the ground. And what we have noticed is that the new fan base, the community have really got behind the football club. And these levels of football, I must say, at times I would rather be around these levels than the Premier League. It's organic. You know, the youngsters are close to the first team players. They're on the pitch afterwards. It's a family day out. And, you know, to have these two clubs now in the non-league circuit, you know, this was a league game not so long ago. So for us to be doing the Reborn Cup, it was an idea myself and Marcel had. You know, I've met Marcel on a number of occasions and love his energy, his enthusiasm for football and for Bury. And, you know, that's reciprocated here at Macclesfield because we both care about our communities. And it's going to be a great event. It's going to be an annual thing starting here this weekend. And then, you know, we'll go to Bury next year because two fantastic stadiums to be in.
Definitely. And as you mentioned there, it's not too long ago that this was a Football League fixture. Obviously, this, as you said, starting this year, Robbie, just tell us a bit about what's going to happen on Saturday. Obviously, it's not just the 90 minutes of football on the pitch. There's going to be a lot of different things for the fans to get involved with around that.
Yeah, listen, me and Marcel have been communicating on WhatsApp and, you know, we both agreed that let's make it a celebration of both clubs. You know, it's 3 o'clock kickoff at theleasing.com on Saturday. You know, it's tickets are pay on the gate. I believe Bury are bringing a number of fans. And we just thought, myself and Marcel, to involve the fans because, you know, owners, managers, players will leave football clubs. It's the fans who are at the heartbeat of football clubs. They're the ones who go through it all. They travel away. They do so many miles, don't they, Marcel, for their football club. And we just thought we could have a penalty shootout with 5 Bury fans, 5 Mac fans, you know, 2 fans to, you know, to be at the, with a referee, to with a coin toss, you know, 6 Bury youngsters with flag bearers with 6 Mac youngsters. So it's going to be a great occasion, Marcel, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for both clubs, they've had similar experience. And now we're, I think, both in a really positive position. As you've seen at Macclesfield, since their return to the Moss Rose, their crowds have grown significantly versus, you know, what they used to be back in the league days. And, you know, getting crowds of over 4,000 on occasions, which is magnificent. If a club like Bury can try and improve the crowds to that level, you know, we're going to be in an exceptionally strong position. So for me to go to Macclesfield this weekend to celebrate the growth and the rebirth of both clubs, and to engage the supporters in that celebration is going to be a fantastic occasion, I think. And if we can reciprocate next year at Gig Lane and bring Mac over to Gig and enjoy the occasion, then hopefully we'll start to see this done on a year-on-year basis. And hopefully, you know, we'll see how many people we can get through the gate. Hopefully a few thousand through the gate this Saturday with a large number travelling from Bury. But, you know, with any luck, over the next few years, we'll start to see the crowds grow for these friendlies, you know, as we return between the different grounds over the next few years.
And you know, it's not beyond the realms, you know, if any other clubs find themselves in this situation in the future, you know, we can have a tournament, Marcel, in terms of, you know, the Reborn Cup, in terms of teams who have been through this. Because one thing I will say is, you know, Bury Football Club now, with the stadium, you know, with the size of crowd, everybody will want to beat Bury. There's, you know, they're going to find it very difficult. You know, it'll be a day out for teams. It'll be, let's go and play at Gig Lane. Let's go and play at Bury. So Bury will, like Macclesfield where we were everybody's cup final, Bury will be in a position now in the Northwest Counties where they'll be everybody's cup final. And they'll need a different mentality. And it's great. It's great. You know, the Bury players should wear the shirt with pride, I'm sure they always have, stick their chests out and think, yeah, we're playing for Bury. And it gives, you know, the whole community a real buzz that, you know, oh, we're playing Bury. They're the first fixture people will be looking for when the fixtures are out. Ours is now, and as we've, you know, won back-to-back promotions, and it's something that we both clubs should thrive in, and it's brilliant to see.
No, absolutely, and you know, we've experienced it today. You know, playing previously as Bury AFC with clubs coming, you know, playing the hearts out, running at 110 miles an hour when they get on that pitch, and everyone wants to beat us. As you say, Robbie, when we go back to Gig Lane, the size of the stadium, the quality of the ground versus anything else they would have played on before, the size of the crowds. You know, it could go one or two ways. You could see some teams being highly motivated, wanting to really beat us. You could see some teams and some individuals maybe struggling a little bit with that. So, you know, it'd be good to hear your views on how Macclesfield dealt with that over the last few years and give us a view on how we can go forward and deal with that similar sort of situation.
One thing I think you'll find, Marcel, is that teams will be coming to Gig Lane and celebrating draws. I'm not sure in the history of both clubs where teams have celebrated draws against us. But I think that's what you'll find. And again, for the community, for Bury fans, for Macclesfield fans now, at times, of course, we all love to win games of football. Of course, we all love success. But the main thing is that both teams and generations of families have got a football club to go and support. And I think that's the biggest thing. And this, I think that's what this fixture on a yearly basis can celebrate. Communities with, you know, youngsters, parents, grandparents, generations of families can go along and enjoy a day out watching their, you know, their football club they've loved.
No, absolutely, and that's what we hope to see. You know, hopefully we'll bring a few hundred down. You know, hopefully up to as many as 500, maybe more, down to Macclesfield on Saturday. Many of those are going to be families. Many of those are going to be fans who've been watching us for decades. Hopefully, we'll see a few people come out and want to come along to this fixture who've never maybe even watched Mac or Bury before. So hopefully, it's a new beginning for some supporters who start to take an interest in lower league football. So hopefully, it's a great occasion. Mac and Bury fans will be out in large numbers, and we'll have a great time.
And just picking up on that point of community with you both, obviously, the areas of Macclesfield and Bury in terms of football, obviously maybe not as big as some of the other clubs that are around the Northwest. I guess Marcel and Robbie, you both want for the individual towns of Bury and Macclesfield, you want the kids of that town, the adults of that town, everyone in that town to be walking around in Macclesfield blue and Bury white, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in Macclesfield's a slightly different challenge because it's slightly further away from Manchester than Bury. But many fans, as you know, Adam, they'll pick the first clubs as Manchester United and Manchester City, primarily because they've got the household names. They see the big stars, the Haalands and so on, who score plenty of goals and generate interest on the TV. But where we want to get to is a point where as many local children and local families come down to Gig Lane, they're excited by the football they see, they're entertained by it, they see goals. As Robbie Think mentioned, being the experience at Macclesfield, they also start to build that rapport and engagement with the players on the field. They have that close proximity to them on the pitch. they see them in the bars and the restaurants afterwards and start to build that relationship. And that's something, I guess, you know, you'll never experience from playing at United or going to watch United or City. And I guess Robbie will probably give his view, and having been an ex-professional footballer, of how different it is at this level versus having played in the Premiership. So, yeah, for me, building that link to the community and get as many families into the ground as possible will be the kind of priority for us as a club.
Yeah, and that's what we've done, Marcel. You know, I think, you know, because of our growing academy, we've got the Savage Foundation where there's free football and we offer free tickets for all those. And, you know, now these youngsters, I think, you know, when you see all the youngsters here at the weekend, all aspiring to be the next James Berry or the next Laurent Mendy, you know, and yeah, they watch the Premier League football on the TV. But when they're in close proximity to their new heroes, and that's what we've done at this football club, you know, the amount of shirts, Adam, you've said, Macclesfield shirts around Macclesfield now. Listen, the Manchester United, the City ones, of course, Liverpool, you know, whatever teams these youngsters support. But the amount of Macclesfield shirts now that we're seeing around the local area is brilliant to see. And one thing that we have done in the 2.5 years, you know, we've been Macclesfield Football Club, is that these youngsters have got new heroes they want to be like. And that's credit to what we've done at this football club. I'm sure Berry will be in a similar situation. You know, there'll be new heroes who wear the white shirt, you know, who love wearing that Berry badge on their chest. And there'll be young Berry, you know, youngsters from Berry who'll be looking at that next Berry play. I want to be like him. So it's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing that already with some of the people coming into Gig Lane over the weekend, seeing players like Benito Low, who are well known down at our level of football. But, you know, we've got some tremendous players and potentially, you know, some really strong and good strikers in particular, people like goal scorers. And to see people like Benito and Darius Palmer and Lewis Gilboy and Connor Comer and a whole tremendous array of talent at Gig Lane, hopefully we'll start to see kids coming along with those names on the back of the shirts.
Well, you'll have to be careful on Marcel, because, you know, as you know, the social media, if any Berry player plays well against us the weekend, we'll be in for them.
That's it. But we're not in the same division as you, Robbie, so you won't need to stop us from winning these games. But we might be
you'll
safe.
You'll be in that situation, Marcel, because you're Berry now, and, you know, you hear the rumours of the amount of money people have paid at our levels now. But, you know, you've got to put up with those rumours, and that's the biggest thing, Marcel. You've just got to look at social media sites and just think, you know, you don't listen to it, because as long as you know the truth with inside your football club, you know, that's what I say to us, you know, inside our bubble, as long as we know we're doing it the right way, you know, we're happy with it. But I think one thing you've got to expect is that there will be an envy, there will be a jealousy, you know, with the size of the football club now, and you'll be everybody's cup final. And that's what one thing, you know, when people say untruths about us, we use that as fuel to our fire to be more successful, to be more hungry and be within our bubble.
No, absolutely. And we've experienced it last year where, you know, we came fourth in the league. We had a tremendous team, but we just fell short. The clubs that came at the top of the league came out to beat us. You know, they had a strength and a determination to do so. And I don't doubt that other teams will try and do the same again this season. So we're well prepared. We've got a strong squad. We've seen some players who came out and performed really well against Preston and Bradford City at the weekend, playing, players from levels much higher than ours, even up to youth team players from a championship team. So, you know, the results weren't on our side, which we weren't really expecting to win those games, but we've seen some tremendous performances from our players, and it puts us in a really strong position to start the season. So, you know, we play Northwich tomorrow and then Mac on Saturday. We'll see if we're able to give you a game. We know you've got a really strong team, and potentially James Berry, you've got a fantastic player there. So we'll see how we can perform against you at the weekend.
And next season, Marcel, hopefully you won't have to play 148 games in the final 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, no, that's it. You know, we'll see how we go. We've got, you know, we still want to do well in the FA Cup and the FA Vase, but hopefully, yeah, we'll try and space it out a little bit. And actually, having Gig Lane will help us to do that, I think.
And just finally, Marcel, obviously in between those two games for Berry, there is that open training session at Gig Lane on Thursday, and it goes back to what we were saying about that community spirit amongst the children of the town. There's free season tickets on offer for that open training session. I guess it's quite a simple message for you, for the kids of the community, to get down to Gig Lane.
Absolutely. You know, this is one of the things we want to do, is really build that engagement with the wider community, generate interest amongst younger fans and families. And I think Thursday is a massive opportunity for as many children from schools in Bury, from football teams, whether that's in the North Bury Junior League or any other league, to come down to Gig Lane, watch some of the players train, chat with the manager and the coaches, make some friends and connections, enjoy themselves. And hopefully, you know, even if you don't get the free season ticket, hopefully it'll generate a little bit of interest in either to coming to watch us at Gig Lane or even in an away game, and build that rapport with Bury Football Club once again. So hopefully that will aid us in starting to build, you know, the new beginnings of our football club following our return home.
I agree, Marcel, because I've got, you know, fond memories of Bury, you know, obviously big friends with Gary Neville and Phil Neville. We played our reserve team football at Gig Lane. You know, there's a picture of myself, I think David Beckham, Paul Scholes and Gary in the tunnel area at Gig Lane, which I've got, you know, Neville, who's sadly no longer with us, you know. I was huge, my father was huge friends with Neville, as we are with a family. So I've got great memories of Gig Lane, parking my little Fiesta in the car park, you know, going to see, you know, Neville there with his wife. So I've got huge memories of Gig Lane. I urge Bury fans to get behind the football club. You know, as I say, fond great memories there. And it's this game, you know, can epitomise what communities and football clubs mean to communities, where they've got their football club and now embrace it, you know, treasure it, because what both clubs have been through, you wouldn't want that to happen to any other football club.
No, absolutely not. And if we can have half the success that Mac have had over the last couple of years in building that fan base, then I think we will have done well. So yeah. So yeah, thank you for the game on Saturday, Robbie. Hopefully it'll be a great occasion.
Robbie Savage from the Director of Football at Macclesfield, and Marcel Damatas from the Bury FC Football Board. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.